Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
Hi, my name is Diana Salier. On October 13th, you can come hear me and four of the writers read as a part of the Writer's Block Lit Crawl event, New Kids on the Block. It'll be as fresh as any 80s boy band, so don't forget your inhalers. For more information, visit litquick.org. I'll be reading a few poems from my latest collection, Letters from Robots. This first one is called, This Will Be a Good Year, I'm Promised. This will be a good year, I'm promised. Long as we don't make a fuss, we remember to bring an umbrella, we sign off all transmissions cheers instead of love. I've been thinking a lot about outer space, I've been thinking about how everyone is dead and not dead at the same time. Today I got up early and put on my skeleton socks so you could see my phalanges when I walked in your general direction. Let's fall asleep drunk at a jungle motel. I'll hang from the shower rod while you recite the alphabet backwards in Sanskrit. I've never written a poem about a girl I loved while I still loved her. I should have been an astronaut. I've resolved to spend the weekend shooting words from my backside like blood beneath a suture, but hopefully without the bedpans and soggy mess. I will read about Mars, I will eat pizza with Brendan to celebrate his 25th year on Earth. My girlfriend calls from halfway down the state of California, and I know one day she will read this. There's a picture of her on my phone, stuffed tiger in her arms looking unnerved in a sea of pandas. She says she is crazy about me, and I'm relieved, but later that evening, I Google the phrase to find out what strangers think this means. Every Friday at 2 p.m., I feel strongly that I should have been an astronaut. In the prose column, make a note that you never have to iron your shirt or hide out in the conference room eating baby carrots ever again. When we lose touch with ground control, I will update my Facebook status. I will bravely step through the hatch, arms out like Superman on the evening commute. You'll see it at the planetarium. I will slowly lose oxygen and die in the galactic anticlimax. You'll roll onto my side of the bed. You'll forget to hang your towel or floss daily. Things I'm thankful for today include this blue bed and artificial heat and red boxers with pictures of clocks. The idea of days different than the last. And an extra long french fry that fits down my throat, forming a cubicle wall in my stomach where I proudly hang old pictures of us, grinning down at Earth from on top of a lunar crater, peanut butter sandwiches and chocolate milkshakes in hand. This poem is called Maybe There's a God Above, But... I've been listening to Jeff Buckley's cover of Hallelujah on repeat, imagining I'm just that lonely, pretending I'm really a religious being, but I drive cars on the Sabbath, I eat chocolate bunnies because they taste good, not because anyone rose from the dead or anything. And I used to believe in Santa Claus, but I don't think about Jesus on his birthday, I don't pray, I just want pie and turkey and more pie, and my old red stocking filled with $10 bills that I'll save or waste or save for something and waste later on, and one more night alone with my favorite ex-girlfriend, and other things I'm not proud of, and other things I don't really need. A famous rap song by Kanye West. Man, I wish I was a rhyming line in a famous rap song by Kanye West. Everyone would know me, and when I walked around, they'd be like, You! You're that one line! And sing myself to myself with a drunken lilt, with some whiskey on the tips of their tongues. And it would be like always looking in a mirror and seeing what everyone else thinks of you. Never having one of those out-to-sea moments, one of those Lieutenant Dan moments, when he jumps ship and paddles away on his two bad legs. This next life is the best possible life, and you are living it to the fullest. This arrow points straight to heaven. This heaven sleeps in a cave. This cave has 10,000 bodyguards. These bodyguards fight off the loneliness. This loneliness carries a shotgun. This shotgun high-fives you in the elevator. This elevator goes to a boardroom. This boardroom is in the next life. This next life is the best possible life, and you are living it to the fullest. And you are smiling at me from the cover of a greeting card, and you are no longer wasting milk and toothpaste and time. Dying men say there's lots of things they should have done. I don't want there to be lots of things I should have done. I want to just do them. To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, visit kqed.org/writersblock.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.